Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we do have Alex right here. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, and we're going to finish up with Alex, what he saw on The View this morning and everything else. I've got at least a few reports. We've seen some blogs trying to attack you and Charlie, Alex, but the comments themselves are almost exclusively positive, defending Alex Jones' InfoWars. So hopefully this was an important impact.
I mean, it's the same thing with Hollywood Reporter and all these other big publications that attacked me and lied about me and, you know, did all these things. But almost every comment is for us. So, again, this is culture jamming, inserting into mindless celebrity fluff. And Charlie even said that privately. Real issues. I didn't know the day he was going on that he was going to put the gauntlet down in front of his bosses or was going to be that over the top. But he did it for a reason because he's basically on a mission declaring war on these people. And I just hope that everything gets worked out between them. But regardless, you know, we are here now having, again, another major effect, breaking into the matrix brainwashing transmission with real information. Where would you hear about Building 7 being an inside job?
Apparently Rumsfeld himself hasn't even heard about that.
Yeah, exactly. Where would you hear about $23.7 trillion missing from the foreign banks still on the private Federal Reserve? Where would you hear about a million dead Iraqis? Where would you hear about the TSA putting their hands on people's pants? I mean, I jammed it in there. An audience would never hear about that. I've got a couple other big national TV interviews coming up where I'm going to do the same thing. Unfortunately, they're taped. They're not live, but I'll do my best to just basically cover nothing but, you know, anti-New World Order information and break in on this transmission. I had no intention for any of this to happen. I thought Charlie was coming on about, you know, being clean and talking about the New World Order. But, you know, the bottom line is people love to judge Charlie, who's certainly no, you know, angel, but 35 years of him being a big star, they only focus in on the lapses he's had and the problems he's had. I know him as a good guy. That's my friend. I had him on. He did an extreme interview I wasn't expecting, and I can't, you know, make apologies for that. But bottom line, we've had a huge effect. The first Media Matters, you know, 4 or 5 days ago says, how dare the media not point out he's a conspiracy theorist. Then I start going on the air talking about real issues, and they say, oh, my gosh, media, don't have him on, don't have him on. In fact, I was going to go on Oberman, whoever the new guy is that does the show. I was going to go on that slot on MSNBC. The Media Matters made phone calls. And killed that. I've separately, while I've been here, had Glenn Beck doing his normal blocking me from getting on Fox, which is fine. I could care less. So it's just a continued circus as they continue to attempt to keep me off of the air. But they can't stop the signal. They can't stop our radio listeners. They can't stop all the great info warriors. And we are change people out there that are taking action like yourself, Aaron. So I just salute everybody out there who's been battling the globalists. And Lord willing, I'll be back in studio live tomorrow, coming up, Catherine Austin Fitz, key intel on what's happening on the economy. We'll continue to stay focused on the issues here from the heart of the beast, New World Order capital, New York City, New York.
That's right, Alex. And as far as Sheen himself, he's always been controversial. He's always had a microscope on his life. But he boldly came out for 9/11 5 years ago, and he knew they were going to attack him. They've been waiting to attack him. They've threatened him on air, and he did it anyway.
It'll be 6 years in April. Of course, I was talking to him before that. But the point is, he's my friend. He's not perfect, and he certainly come off a bunch of, you know, drugs and alcohol. He's in a pretty wild, manic mode right now, you know, quitting everything cold turkey. But, again, bottom line, we're turning this situation into a blessing to get the word out. We couldn't do it without you, Aaron, and the entire crew. I'm going to let you wrap up this segment and just say great job to the crew and all of our AM&F affiliate sponsors. Everybody, Alex Jones signing off from New York City, Times Square. We are in the face of the beast. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
We thank you, Alex, and we wish you safe journeys back. Hopefully you'll be in tomorrow, Lord willing, as you say. And we covered a lot of key intel. We don't have all the answers, but we do know they're trying to destabilize the Mideast region. We know they have their sights set on the U.S. economy. We try to break it down when we come back, and The View. Catherine Austin Fitz coming up, and Mideast breakdown in the replay. This is InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Don't forget to visit the websites. We'll be back tomorrow.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Decapitalizing housing, that's the latest headline at Solari.com. We're joined for the next 52 minutes, and we will take your calls on any issue you want to discuss. Catherine is obviously widely read and very informed about the globalist eugenics takeover. Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest, founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, LLC, president of the Hamilton Securities Group Investment Bank and financial software developer, assistant secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner Bush 1, Managing Director and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co. These are the most elite firms out there. Catherine has designed and closed more than $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy on $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com is the website. Our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And Catherine is here to talk about everything she talked about coming through, the acceleration of dollar devaluation, the Chinese calling for the end of it, the G20 headed up by the French calling for it, housing numbers continuing to plunge, the real state of the economy with a true financial genius, and then we'll get into a bunch of other issues with her, the unfolding police state, the open calls for internet kill switches, while they attacked Egypt for their shutdown, while praising a shutdown of the web here. We're really getting deeper down the road into the New World Order. Catherine, great to have you on with us.
And you forgot to mention one of my credentials.
What is that?
Member in good standing of the Alex Jones fan club.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's so great to be back. I just love your show, Alex. I just love you. So it's always a pleasure. Now, things are accelerating. We have really reached a tipping point. You know, for years, Alex, we had a bubble where we just printed more and more paper and more and more print paper. And, you know, you and so many really great people tried to warn us about, you know, we can't just keep printing paper like this. Well, now we've come into the end game. And now I'm doing a Solari report tonight, which is my sort of briefings for subscribers. And my theme tonight is going to be global debt for equity swap. And let me explain what I mean by that. When you print this paper, really what you're printing is bonds, and it's the bond market that's ballooned. We've had a long-term bull market, the bond market, and now we're sitting here with all these bonds, and it's not like we've created more real things. You know, so there's the same amount of land and the same amount of gold, and, you know, there's some more people. And now we've got all this paper, and it's sitting in the bond market, and it's kind of eyeing the equity market and tangibles and the precious metals and saying, uh-oh, maybe we have to get out of paper into real things. How are we going to do that? And that's the shift, because when you get out of the bubble, the next thing that happens is everybody's got to get out of debt and get into equity. And that's the process you're seeing accelerate. And it's really, you know, some days it's just, I know, because you're watching the news every day. You come to your website, and you know, there's more news than the Wall Street Journal these days. And it's accelerating, and it's kind of dizzying. We had a perfect example is we've had the Germans basically take over the New York Stock Exchange, and there's almost no discussion in the mainstream media and in Congress.
That was the first big issue, but I want you to put it in layman's terms, what these consolidations of the stock exchanges mean.
Well, what's happening is, if you look at how we're integrating global trading, there's tremendous redundancy in the exchanges. And there's also pressure to centralize control. And, you know, so that's clearly happening. Now, what exactly is driving the merger with the Germans at this time? That's a big question mark. I'm not clear. But make no mistake about it. What you're talking is basically the Germans controlling our biggest stock exchange. I mean, we're talking about deleting sovereign government here. We're talking about literally the Germans in control. Now, it's important to point out that the critical issue here is going to be who controls the systems. Because if Lockheed and DynCorp are still controlling and operating the systems, there's really not as much of a change of control as it looks like.
And then meanwhile, that little friendly, nice guy named John Stewart, that's not his real name, his brother runs the New York Stock Exchange, and we've got the communist Chinese owning the majority of the debt. Next, the private Federal Reserve that's international. Now the Germans coming in and taking over the stock exchange with almost no news. And this unifies the fraud, so the inside players are able to engage in fraud and not get caught. Correct me if I'm wrong, but studying this as a layman, the manipulation of stock markets gets exposed by other stock markets that are connected to it, but if they get it all under one house, then the sky's the limit.
Right. That's good. This guy, well, pretty much the sky is the limit now anyway, because the game has so pushed beyond the regulators' ability, both intellectually and politically, to deal with it, that what we've seen, Alex, is we saw over the last 15 years with the bubble, tremendous fraud. I've talked a lot about the mortgage fraud, which I'm more familiar with, and the securities fraud or the equities fraud. But we've seen tremendous fraud both in the mortgage market, the securities market, the bond market. The result of that fraud was the people who did it got refinanced out with the bailouts. You know, so not only did they engineer the fraud, but they got refinanced out in total, and the fraud was a huge success. That's why I call it a financial coup d'etat. And the reality is, you know, from their point of view, it was simply a takeover. And it was a successful financial coup d'etat. And there's literally been no indictments or no prosecution, and the message is clear. It was a fundamental reengineering as opposed to incompetence or what they think of as criminal behavior.
Yeah, this has all been methodically set up and prepared. Goldman Sachs and others got their regulators in over Ireland, the U.S., places like New Zealand, everywhere. They ran the same scam, and now they openly admit, yes, we're going to slowly kill the dollar. Yes, we're going to have the SDR as the new currency. Yes, you're going to pay carbon taxes and all of this to private banks. So the Ponzi scheme operators are now openly setting up world government run by them, holding our countries hostage to the derivatives debt that we don't owe, that they've created. And Bernie Madoff from prison comes out and says the banks had to know on Monday what he was doing. And of course they knew. He was just a mid-level player. So let's go through the global government, what it looks like, who the players are, and then what's happening currently as they bring in the austerity and lie to people and say, cut the paychecks, get rid of the teachers, raise the taxes, steal more of the pension funds, and that'll fix the debt, when they never even address the $1.5 quadrillion so that we could pay all of our money in taxes, get rid of all of the services, and still it wouldn't even put a dent in the $1.5 quadrillion. So they're scapegoating Wisconsins and the Irish and others right now.
Well, but let's break it down, because if you look at how much money's been siphoned off, when they say there's no money, you know, question number one is, well, where did the trillions that have disappeared, including illegally, go to? So question number one, when you say that there's no money, well, you know, it's like saying there's no milk in the milk bucket when there's a hole in the bottom. Where's it been running out to? So the money went somewhere, and that's question mark number one. But question mark number two is, we've known for 50 years that we were running the United States population on an unsustainable basis. Now, during that 50 years, we've produced trillions of dollars of retirement savings, and that's part of the money that sort of disappeared down the hole. But the reality is everybody in America has known that this is not a sustainable system. We've all avoided it. It's not just the elites, but we've avoided it too. One of the reasons the politics have worked the way they've worked, Alex, is because we've said, give us more money. We don't want to change. And every year we've been able to do that in the governmental mechanism.
Well, that's like a bass biting down on a purple worm. we're certainly the ignorant fish that's biting into the hook, but I'm talking about where that hook...
We're not ignorant, Alex. The way you get power over, to solve a problem, you need power. The way you get power is you take responsibility.
I agree.
And the reality is, let's look at the money. Whatever the American government is doing, every one of us is financing it by paying our taxes. Okay?
Yes.
Every one of us is financing it by putting money in pension funds and not having a position on where it goes. Everyone of us is donating money, including tithing to churches who are supporting and going along with all of this. Every one of us is shopping or banking at the banks and the stores that are doing that. Okay? If you look at how our money works, household by household, county by county, we have the power to say, we're not going to finance this anymore. If you, my church, wants, my tithe every month, then you've got to change, what you're doing and how you're doing it. I'm not just going to pay taxes to a government that's running drugs. I'm going to go get a lawyer, and we're going to battle this out in court. We're going to organize locally and do a local escrow for tax money. As long as you're running the government on a legal basis and trillions are going out the back door. So, in other words, we're all participating in this, and we're all complicit in it, and it's by seeing that we see the opportunities to start to really make serious change.
Well, Catherine, I agree with you that we need to look in the mirror if we want to see the main, culprit. But at the same time, I'm talking about the brains that are actually implementing the scam. I mean, what you're talking about is what black folks for 50 years have talked about, that
right.
If they just spent their money in their neighborhoods, they would become wealthy, but they never do that. So I understand they are part to blame. I am part to blame. But I'm also talking about the overall economic system that designs it where it's so easy to be defrauded, and it's so easy for the general public to be ignorant. I mean, you know what's happening. I know what's happening. But still, the general public doesn't. They're starting to wake up. Let's come back and break it all down with Catherine Austin Fitz.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest financial expert extraordinaire. Catherine, I mean, we know what they're doing. We know what the problem is. But summing it up, what is the end game of these people if we don't stop them? I mean, it's just unlimited the amount of theft they're engaging in, their destruction of the economy by design, and they offer the solution being given them more power, then things get worse, and the solution is give them more power. You talked about government drug dealing. I mean, it's in Bloomberg. It's in Bloomberg that $367 billion in you know, one major U.S. bank alone of drug money, and it turns out they're running the aircraft.
Right. I think it's pretty simple. You have a small group of people who have been in control of governance on planet Earth, and they're looking at the growth of population, and they're saying, we need a plan to be in environmental harmony, and we need a way to integrate new technology, because the growth, you know, the new technology and discoveries in technology are accelerating that make it much harder to stay in control. And so I think what they're saying is we need a much smaller population, a population that can be will be much easier to control and will leave us in control, but also will bring the planet back into environmental harmony, because living in the current lifestyle on the planet we're doing is, you know, it's just not environmentally in harmony the way it's being done now. So the question for them is, how do we get to environmental harmony and stay in control and be able to integrate new technology without losing control? And the reality is they want a much greater centralization, and they want a much smaller population. And I think all the different things we're watching are not, you know, we have to be careful not to compare what's happening to the official myth of what's supposed to be happening. And we have to step back and look at what's happening and say, okay, well, this is really happening. It's a little bit like, you remember that line in Rosemary's Baby when she's being raped by the, you know, demonic figure, and she says, oh, this is really happening. Well, you know, step one is we have to get out of denial and say this is really happening. You know, things are very different. We have an official story of what's supposed to be happening. We need to let go of that and start looking what's really going on. And the reality is we literally have a group of people, Alex, who has now gotten hold of much more advanced technology, not only that you know, that it is adopted generally, but is beyond what we know exists. And they literally have become, and this is Richard Dolan's expression, a breakaway civilization. They no longer consider themselves of the same species as us. And they never, you know, they no longer consider themselves subject to the same laws and rules that we're subject
to. And by the way, the globalists all write books and make statements about this. I cover it in my film Endgame. They believe we're animals, it's social Darwinism, and it's their right to dumb us down, get us in control grids, and then kill us. And then I'm here warning the general public. A lot of them are listening. Others make jokes. And the globalists say, see, they want us to kill them. They deserve it.
Well, there's no doubt there's a cycle of disrespect between the general population and the people who are governing. And one of the reasons that there is, Alex, is because, and I speak as somebody who at a very minor lower level has been part of that group, you know, when you try and govern, when you try and build a consensus for turning an aircraft carrier and turning it in time, it is such a frustrating experience that at some point you give up. You give up trying to have an intelligent conversation with the general population, and you just decide to manipulate. And you decide to manipulate because you've got to turn the aircraft carrier in time. And essentially what you learn is eventually, you know, the crowd will always do what makes the crowd the most money. There was a really brilliant comment in an interview that Julian Assange did with Time magazine about a month or two ago, which he said, you know, political change in America doesn't result in change, and that's because America's been fiscalized. And what he meant by that is, if you drill down and look at every household in America and where their income comes from and every county level, you know, sort of municipal infrastructure and where their income comes from up to the state, the federal government is the primary source of income at this point. I mean, we're much more socialized financially than the Soviet Union was before it fell. And literally the dependency on the federal till is so enormous that even when you get political change, you don't get change because everybody's on the dole. And that's why I keep coming back to the money and dealing with the money, because unless we shift the money, we're going to sit financially dependent on the very people who are trying to kill us.
All right, I want to talk to you as a former insider about how you see them rolling this out. Then I want to talk about some solutions. I want to get into your latest article on your website. dealing with the finances being cut off. And then phone calls, folks. Your phone calls coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Catherine Austin Fitz, always informative from Solari.com. Then we're going to go to your phone calls, Nate, Jeff, Corbin, Michael, and George. I'll at least get to those calls, and it'll be all over the map. But Catherine's got full spectrum analysis abilities, and so we'll love to hear from her on your questions or your quick comments. But please have your questions and comments ready because I want to be able to get to everybody. Before we go back to Catherine, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. That's the letter E, foodsdirect.com. Super high quality, grown right here in America, non-GMO, non-hybrid food, biggest outfit in the nation where I've got my storable foods. I did it by trial and error and found these folks, and they're a great sponsor, and I believe everybody should have food, water, firearms as an emergency backup going into these insane times. Look at what's happening around the world. Never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Also, I want to tell you about Safe Castle LLC. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's prepared.pro, spelled out P-R-E-P-A-R-E-D.pro. These folks have been in the readiness business for almost 10 years. Well, they've been a sponsor for about a year, so it is 10 years. They are in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's coming down the pike. An incredible website. Check it out. Survival gear, supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms and systems to safely bury your guns. Tell them I sent you. Again, that's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness needs. Prepared Pro. It's prepared.pro today. And don't forget the online video bookstore shopping carts at InfoWars.com. Your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts, funds, this operation. We're not funded by the globalists. We're funded by your support. Also, please support our local AM and FM affiliates by spreading the word about them and supporting their local sponsors or sponsoring the show in your area. Okay, going back to Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine, you've got this new article up on Solari that just came out today with some very important information, decapitalizing housing. What do we see in the markets that you talk about things reaching a tipping point or V2, point of no return?
I talked, Alex, when we first started about this this shift between bonds and equities. And one of the things that means, given the pressure on the bond market, sort of the end of the bull bond market, is now financing the things we financed with fixed income is now going to shift, and it's going to be much more expensive. And what that means is mortgage financing is going to be much harder to get. It's going to be more expensive, tougher terms and conditions. Now, that's part of policy, a policy determination by, as you would call, the globalists. But it's one that would have to happen anyway because of the amount of paper that we've printed and the sort of the day of reckoning being here. So this is very tough news on the housing market. At the same time, we see the federal government, and part and parcel of that is interest rates starting to creep up and the risk that they could go up even much higher. But we see the federal government announcing that they're going to basically liquidate, shut down, or end Fannie and Freddie in some way. So that means tremendous subsidy that's been flowing in keeping the housing market going cut off. And in the decapitalizing housing, I just list a whole lot of other things.
So the other shoe is beginning to drop.
The other shoe is beginning to drop. And believe it or not, one of the biggest shoes is not direct on housing. It's that everybody who's living in housing is experiencing rising expenses and falling income. It's what I call the slow burn. But I was up in Philadelphia for a couple months at the end of the year, and I had one person, very, you know, tiny, lovely little row house. Their utility bill last year was $200 a month. This year is $800 a month. They're choking. And you know, during all the blizzards, you heard that from all over the country. So that means the cost of maintaining, repairing, heating a home is skyrocketing.
And the head of the Energy Department said last week they're going to shut down at least 500 power plants. China's building 3 to 5 a week. We can't build new ones. And they're literally saying they're going to bankrupt the coal industry. Whether you like coal or not, that's more than half of our energy. I mean, this is economic warfare, a post-industrial world.
Well, what this means is a tremendous amount of the growth. Americans, most Americans have always thought of their home as an investment. We're going into a world where your home is not an investment, it's a consumption good. You know, it's a consumption good just like, buying a car. Okay, buying a dress. Okay, so it's now a consumption good, and a lot of the growth in the value of homes has come from the debasement of the currency and from larger homes. So we've had a massive infusion of federal credit to make mortgage financing cheaper, more accessible, and that's financed everybody having more and more space. Now it's going to reverse and go the other way. And so whether it's the expense part of maintaining and owning a home or the financing or simply the size, what we're going to see is smaller and smaller homes driven by people's, it's going to look like people's preferences. So we're going to see a real reversal of where we've been, and that has a very important strategy or implications to the strategies of most households on what kind of home they're going to have, where they're going to have it, what they're going to pay for it, and how they're going to finance it.
I'll tell you what's incredible, and I want to get your inside baseball take on this, working at the highest levels of government. 2 weeks ago, the White House, about 28 hours, 30 hours after we wrote a report that it was energy policies causing a lot of the blackouts because of increased consumption and not having enough power. And the Texas Reliability Energy Commission agreed with us. Heritage agreed with us in their analysis. The White House actually responded on their front page and said that we were liars. But then the next day, the energy secretary comes out and says we're going to shut down a lot of the plants. I mean, it's incredible. Why would the White House respond to us? Are we hitting pretty close to the
because
bone?
They're not concerned with libel law. Yeah, no, I think there's real sensitivity here, and they're, you know, essentially there's tremendous effort being put into keeping the official story going, but the official story is wearing thin, and so I think there's real sensitivity on these issues. Now, what we need is we need for everybody in America to realize, look, you know, you've got to be on one side or the other. Most Americans think that they can stay in the middle of the road, and that's the workable strategy. The reality is, you know, there is no middle of the road anymore. If you look at what's going on, and I just spent a half an hour with a naturopath yesterday going through the details of what is in the chemtrails and what that does to your body and what you have to do to try and mitigate it. It's the most, you know, I don't know if you've ever done a show on Morgellons disease, but if you really get down and look at what is being sprayed overhead by the government and you really face that, you know, it's a real day of reckoning, Alex, because you have to say, well, why am I financing this? Because every one of us, with our money, whether it's where we bank or how we pay our tax, we're financing this.
Yeah, we've gotten so snuggled in with accepting being abused that they can come out and admit they're radiating kids, radiating TSA, shooting people up with syphilis in Guatemala, UN caught giving kids live polio constantly in the news. And it's just, oh, they're killing us for our own good. Let's love the government. I mean, the people running things are literally,
I don't think people, you know, my personal experience with most Americans is they're scared. They're scared, and the control is so complete, including through their household income, that they don't see a pathway to do something about it. And that's why it's so, so important that we be free to talk about it, which is why I'm a member in good standing in the Alex Jones fan club, because, you know, you're leading the conversation. And I think part of it is getting a critical mass of people to face, you know, this is really happening. This is really going on. And we have the power to do something about it. But we have to be prepared to talk about it. We have to be prepared to face it. And the reality is, Alex, we have to be prepared to face our own financial and operational complicity. I mean, we've watched drugs coming into our neighborhood targeted our kids for 50 years. And you know, we've let it go on. And let's face it, a lot of households in our community are financially dependent on killing our own kids. You know, and so.
Well, that was my next point. I mean, I'm sure you saw Bloomberg and AP a few months ago, where one of the biggest banks in the country, Wachovia, admittedly had $360+ billion in just a 3-year period of drug money and owned the planes delivering it around. I mean, what more do we need? I mean.
Well, what we need is a financially practical pathway out of the dependency on all this stuff. And now it's very interesting. When I realized how bad things were in 1998, I said, you know, I have to come clean. I have to get financially, I have to withdraw and stop making money from the system. And so I've tried as much as possible to withdraw. So has you, so has many others. We need thousands and thousands of people to realize, you know, we don't have to go along. Another world is possible. Let's start to shift our money, shift our time, shift our attention, put as many degrees of separation between you and the people who are trying to kill you.
And let me throw a quick example out on this and get your take, and we'll go to the phone calls. If you go back 12, 13 years ago or so, no matter where you lived in the country, it was almost impossible to find truly organic food. But as people began to purchase it, it built a market for it. And so now you've got as much choice with organic as you do with the horrible poison stuff. But the system comes in then to change the rules where they don't have to list that salmon is a cross-species chimera clone. Or where they don't have to tell you that some grapes are really GMO. And I see that same thing now in Wisconsin where they're saying, you know what, we're going to take even more money out of your paycheck and put it in a pension, and it'll run right down out of the hole into the ground. They'll never get. So I see them moving to seize everybody's paychecks. Homeland Security's announcing they will control the paychecks. Everything will be wired through them. You'll have to have a Homeland Security check on your deal to be able to have a job. This is already happening, so they know that people are going to figure out the emergency exit. They're now moving to try to block them. They know we could see with the financial system people withdrawing like they did from GMO, and so they're trying to block those exits.
Right, but let me give you an example, because ultimately I think they're going to fail. What you're watching are desperate measures by desperate people. They're scared. And you wouldn't be seeing the kind of things we're seeing if they weren't. Now, I'm not, I don't underestimate the resources that they have, because you're literally looking at a group of people that have incredible technology and have essentially stolen and now control all the assets on the planet. So I'm not saying that they're not incredibly, incredibly financially powerful and they don't have whiz bang technology. But the reality is it takes, traditionally, to run a civilization, it takes an organizing principle, and it takes what the Chinese refer to as the mandate of heaven. And these folks clearly, they don't have that. And if anything, the thing that's going to destroy them is they're going to kill each other, because they're not grounded in a higher, positive organizing principle. So ultimately, I just don't think it's going
to
work.
So all that evil men and tyranny to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. We have to put out our organizing principle versus theirs, and we're going to beat them if we stand up and take action. Incredible, Catherine Austin Fitz. Let's go to some phone calls. Nate in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex and Catherine. Nice to talk to you this afternoon. Glad to hear that the fight continues, and just wanted to say that the effect you guys are having is immense. I've personally taken Catherine's advice to stop giving them your data. Just every time she's on, it brings a ray of hope into my life. So just wanted to thank her for that. But, Alex, I don't know if today, did you happen to hear about the Dr. Oz show today?
No.
Dr. Oz actually had the interview with you and Dr. Wakefield on his show today. He had a clip of it.
What did he do?
It was about the cause of autism. And I sat down, I just couldn't believe it. Here's Dr. Oz having a wonderful discussion with the audience and a panel of doctors. And for all intents and purposes, it's coming out.
I want to say this about Dr. Oz, and again, I watch Glenn Beck maybe once a month. I watch Dr. Oz maybe once a month. I'm busy, but I saw a piece when he had Mr. Smith on. What's his first name? He's the expert on GMOs. I've interviewed
Jeffrey
him.
Jeffrey Smith.
Yeah, Jeffrey Smith. He had him on and let him lay out the facts of GMO killing people. I mean, that shows how far we've come, that Beck has to talk about the New World Order, and that Oz can now talk bad about GMO on national TV, and you're saying a pretty fair piece and playing a clip for my show. Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was floored. I mean, it said at the top of the screen, courtesy, Infowars.com, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness. I mean, you just got tons of airtime on there. So I'm just thinking, I'm hoping those people go and check it out. But the discussion, the audience, I mean, everybody was just involved, and I hope you get a chance to see it.
Well listen, I've got to jump, but I appreciate that call, Nate. How exciting is that, that we're seeing things like that, Catherine?
Well, what it means is they have to protect their channel. In other words, what you're watching is the mainstream will blank it out until they're forced to.
It's self-interest again.
Right. Well, what's happening is they're losing market share. So they'll shift when they absolutely have to, and when they think they have enough control. I mean, I think they think with the food safety bill and the new USDA regulations, that they have to shift this way, and they need to kind of process the grief through the mainstream to get the channel. But, it's good that it's moving, but it's still not, you still have to shift the money.
Yeah,
you still have to shift the money. It's not enough to shift the conversation. You have to shift the money, too.
But it starts first with the conversation.
Absolutely.
To use another Chinese proverb,
absolutely,
a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and you're taking us a lot of steps here, Catherine. Jeff in Iowa, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I would like to get both your takes on a defensive and an offensive economic strategy against the globalists. One, defensive. Let's pick a few regions or areas that have enough libertarianism and enough subsistence farming and hunting, along with a cosmopolitan city-type environment to sustain us through the crash that's coming, say, Austin or New Hampshire, maybe the foothills of California, and put our money in there locally so we can survive with subsistence farming.
Well, there are already a lot of communities like that, and my job is just to generally try to wake people up and let them know what's happening. But, yes, these moves, even if it's you and 20 friends that move into a general area and promise to support each other, or you and your friends move outside the city, I've now done that. I mean, I'm now doing what Catherine challenged me to do 2 years ago on air. Catherine?
Well, I think it is a great idea. We encourage people to do circles, but anytime you can get together with like-minded people in your area or even by phone, by network, and start to talk about how you can shift your money to finance the strategic resources you need, whether it's energy or food, it's a wonderful thing to do. Because the reality is the way to have a resource is to finance it and, or
absolutely.
To control it
Jeff,
yourself.
Jeff, that's a great idea. What's the other one?
Yeah, the offensive one, nonviolent siege of Bilderberg. Shut it down. Shut it down.
I agree. Bilderberg coming up in a few months. There should be a million people there, not 500. But we've gone from none to 500, so let's do it. It's up to you. Your listeners still got the resources. Identify the globalists. We'll be right back. More calls straight ahead.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Corbin in Georgia. You're on the air with Catherine Austin Fitz. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I was just calling, just want to congratulate you for all you're doing. And my second thing is, I'm only 21, and I've been, you know, following all the corruption, you know, ever since I was really born. And, like, I believe in destiny, and I was born on February 6th, the same day as Bob Marley and Adam Foshop. Do you know who that is?
I think so.
Yeah, he's the creator of the Illuminati. And my whole point behind that is that I think I was born to, you know, expose some of this stuff, too. And my whole thing is, I want to, you know...
Yeah, I thought you said Adam Weishaupt, but it didn't sound quite like it. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's German, so I know it's...
Yeah, Ingolstadt University. Real quick, you have a question or comment for... I wish we had more time.
Yeah, but my thing is, I just want to... you know, I've been riding around Atlanta, and they have... you know, cameras all over our, they took our street lights down to install cameras, you know, every few hundred feet from each other. But my whole point is, I want to ask, why haven't we started a march or something yet?
I appreciate your call. Well, I mean, we're all atomized. It's hard to get together. We are starting a march in our own daily lives, making decisions with the way we spend money that will bring down the globalists. Catherine?
One of my favorite books that I've read in the last year is a book called Prophetic Imagination by a guy named Walter Brueggemann, and he talks, Alex, about how the way Moses brought down the empire was to leave it in first and foremost in his mind and imagination, to just persuade people that they don't have to go along and that they can withdraw. And I think it's the same here. We need to say goodbye to the system and proceed to make other plans on our own.
So come out of her. Come out of Babylon.
Yeah, just you know, and before you can leave a place, you need to leave it in your mind, and then you need to leave it in your pocketbook, and you need to find other people who want to leave with you.
A lot of that's turning off television, and that's why they're having to put some of the truth on TV to keep people tuned into all the other lies they lay.
Right. Well, I would turn off one of the three things you can all do in the next 30 days is turn off your TV. You don't need any more entrainment, subliminal programming. Eat fresh food. The food system is killing us. You've got to find local farmers and local food sources or learn to grow your own. And make sure you get fresh water. So for heaven's sakes, get your money out of paper and out of the big bank.
Wow, what you just said is so beautiful. Just getting our body straight. And I'm trying to do that, and it's so hard to get off the coffee and all those type of things and the fattening food. But just as you get more sleep, it makes everything clearer. That's why the globalists try to poison the food and water. They want us off balance.
The last 7 months, do you know what sugar futures are up in the last 7 months? 88%. So if you're not off sugar yet, you're going to get off sugar.
Yep.
You know, so really what we have, you know, look at what you have under your power and can do in the next 30 days to protect yourself and your family. And the more you do that, the more people who do that, the more we stop being atomized and can connect and find each other.
And support alternative media and organizations.
Yep.
And radio stations and people that tell the truth. Even if you don't have money, spread the word about those. This is how we're going to change the world. I apologize to Michael, George, Sam, Ed, and others. You'll have to call back in tomorrow, but I appreciate you trying. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com. Always amazing to have you on. God bless you, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
God bless you, Alex.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow live on the Friday edition, Power Packed, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. The globalists are moving at hyperspeed, Mach 10 right now. Afterburners are melting because they've almost got their world government, but we woke up to them, and so it's all badly coordinated. If you stand up and say no, they will fall.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.